Yeah, I guess I'm a little extra handy today, aren't I? But today will make it 6 months since we started going out. You've been so patient with me, and I know how frustrating it must have been for you, having had to wait this long without any sex or anything because I just hadn't felt comfortable doing it yet. But I think I'm ready to do it tonight. Yeah, I mean it. I think I'm to a point where I feel ready now. I can't just make you wait forever. Know, I'm just really nervous, I guess. I'm gonna go grab a snack from the kitchen really quick and then I'll be back, okay? That sound? Oh, I just spoon I. I dropped. Am I okay? Yeah. Why do you ask? Oh, yeah, I was just kind of startled, I guess. The snack, I'm just not really hungry after all, I guess. You think we could just maybe skip that and just go straight to, doing it? Yeah, I'm totally sure I want to do it. I'm just really nervous about it, I guess. But I want to do it. I have to do it. Yes, I do have to. Because if I don't, I'll never. Look, I'm sorry. I'm just really nervous, like I said. Can we just go to the bedroom, please? Okay, thank you. Please, no more asking if I'm sure. Can you just kiss me? Here. I'll just get on the bed and you can do whatever you want with me. I'm yours for the night. Yes, I'm really sure. Just please stop asking me and come here. Please just try to be gentle with me. Or at least not leave any permanent marks or bruises. I'm no good if I'm damaged or broken. What? Enough? What do you mean enough? I'm talking like I'm some kind of escort. What are you even talking about? Saying weird stuff? Acting weird? Look, I said I was just really nervous, but I'll get over it once things get going, okay? So if I say anything weird or do anything weird, can you just ignore it, please? I'm not forcing myself. There's nothing wrong. I just don't want to fuck up this night. I've been working myself up for so many months because I wanted us to just be able to do it all tonight. And you've been so patient with me, more patient than any guy would be with me. I'm not worth the wait, and I don't deserve it. But you stayed anyways. So, I want tonight to be the night where I made it all up to you. I was super fucking nervous, but I was ready. And then just that fucking spoon. Just tell you what's wrong. I can't tell you what's wrong because there's nothing wrong. After everything I've gone through, everything I did to get better and move on, nothing should be wrong. And if you knew what I really was, the kind of person I used to be, then you wouldn't want anything to do with me. I don't know who would. Are you being so nice to me after I completely ruined our whole night and I... No, come on. Don't try and hold me. I don't deserve it. Please just let go. You should be angry at me, hitting me, accusing me of bleeding you on or anything, and I deserve it. I can't fight you. I'm completely weak against you, and you could do whatever you want to me, and you just hold me like this. If you're going to hold me like this, can you promise me that if I tell you about my past, that you still won't let go of me? Think less of me? Alright, then I'll tell you. The me that you know now is only a small part of who I am. I've only had two boyfriends in my life, and you're the second I've ever had, though I really shouldn't even call the first a boyfriend. Before I met you, I had been a lot of things. I'd been a prostitute, drug addict, you name it. Pretty much every bad thing that could happen to me has happened. But before all that, I used to just be perfectly normal. I was in school and I got perfect grades, though I never did make many friends. I didn't know what I wanted to do once I got out of school, something where I could help people. Like maybe go to be a veterinarian. I was always a pretty plain looking girl. Plain enough that most people wouldn't take a second glance at me. I never had many friends because I was always shy. Obviously, hadn't even had a boyfriend before. So when I graduated high school, I decided I wanted to try and change before I went to college. Like, be a different person when I go there. So different that no one would ever know I had been this plain and timid girl before. So I did all the research and watched all the videos I could find on how to do things like hair and makeup, even on how you could act in ways that were supposed to make you seem more approachable. A couple of friends I had at the time also helped me out too. So by the time my first day of college came around, I looked like a completely different person. Not just that, on the first day I was there, maybe I was reading a book on a bench outside, a guy asked me out. That was the first time a guy had ever really talked to me, and he was asking me out. At first, I thought he was just making fun of me, or his friends got, you know, put him up to it or something. But then he started asking me questions about the book I was reading and telling me about the kind of hobbies he liked. With all that stuff he talked about, he obviously had tons of friends. I think I heard his phone going off from text more times while he talked to me than my phone has since I've had it. It was like all that practicing on how to act went out the window, and I just sort of stuttered out answers and nodded. And I was sure he was going to think I was boring and just walk off. But then he asked me if I wanted to go hang out sometime and wrote down his number, and he gave it to me. When he left, all I could do was stare at the number. I was still wondering if it was fake or something, but later I tried texting him to ask if it was him, and it was. I set up a date for later that week, and all I could do was try to think and figure out how not to let him know how plain and boring I was. Anyways, we went to hang out at this bar, even though I was still under 21 at the time, but he said he knew the bartenders and bouncers there, and they let us in. He got me this expensive-looking drink that I had never heard of before. It was the first alcohol I'd ever had, and it tasted really good, and he said I could have as many as I wanted. He just seemed so smooth with everything he talked about. Then, a bit later, he tells me the bar has these private rooms in the back, like VIP or private parties or to hang out, and he asked me if I wanted to go back with him. I was pretty drunk by then, and was also completely into him by then, so I said yes. He took me back there, and I remember it being a small room with just like a TV, a couch, table. I didn't really care though. And the moment we sat on the couch, he started kissing me. I didn't know what to do. It was the first time I've ever kissed before. But it felt really good, and I really liked him, so I just sort of awkwardly went with it. But then he starts trying to get into my shirt. Even though I was pretty drunk, I started to get really nervous and asked him to wait. But he told me how much he liked me and how if I was nervous, he had something that could help me relax. I didn't really understand what it was, some kind of small pill. I'd heard along with everyone else while growing up about not taking drugs, especially ones that you don't even know what they are. But he said he liked me and wanted to do more with me, and he put it on his tongue and gave it to me by kissing. I figured since he already used it, it couldn't be that bad for me to try. So he kissed me and pushed it into my mouth with his tongue, and I swallowed it. He started making out for a while more, and though I don't know how long, I just remember starting to feel strange the more we kissed. I started feeling really good and happy, like really, really good. And I just started to completely space out. Everything after that, I don't really remember, just bits and pieces. I sort of came in and out of knowing what was going on. I'd stopped spacing out long enough to realize his clothes were off, and he's helping me take mine off. Then space out again. I vaguely remember being asked to do things, like asking me to blow him, which I did, even when I kind of knew what was happening. I felt so good, and I was happy to do whatever he asked. I remember laying back on the couch and feeling his weight on me, inside of me. I don't remember it hurting, and even if it had, I wouldn't have cared anyway. So in fact, I remember feeling amazing. Everything felt amazing. Hell of a first time, right? I'm sure I came multiple times during then. Anyways, the high must have started to wear off, because I start to remember more after that. I remember starting to feel bad, like really, really bad. I guess he had just finished because he was climbing off of me and asking me how it was, telling me how right he was about how the stuff would help me relax. I just remember me asking him what happened and why I felt so weird, even though he kept that same cool attitude, though, helping me find my clothes and get dressed. And he told me how much of an amazing time he had, and how if I ever wanted to do that again, I could always find him back here at this club. It was like I was sleepwalking after that. I don't know how much time had passed, but it was late at night when I walked outside the club, even though it was like noon when I got there. I saw dozens of missed calls from my mom asking me where I was, but I didn't answer them and just walked all the way home. When I finally did get home, my mom was freaking out, but I just kind of ignored her and went to my room to get in bed. I couldn't stop shivering and just wanted to warm up. I fell asleep pretty quick. Didn't even take my clothes off. And that was the end of my first day with my new boyfriend. For the most part, I felt okay when I woke up. Still kind of weird, but I couldn't stop thinking about how I felt last night. I don't know if it was pill he gave me or the sex, but I couldn't get how good I felt off my mind. So the first thing I did after I got up was text and ask him if I could go to the bar and meet up with him again. It became a regular thing, like 4 times a week at least, kind of thing. Every time I went, he'd give me another pill. It would feel amazing. The more I used the stuff, the more I thought about it when I wasn't on it. But also, the more I used it, the less good it would make me feel. We only ever met to do stuff at that bar or hotel, though. He never once took me back to his own place. Eventually, a point came where one just wasn't enough anymore. The high it gave me was nice, but it wasn't anything like the other times. So I started asking for 2 every time we met. That did the trick. for the time being, as long as he kept giving those to me. I didn't care what he did. Outside of us doing stuff, life went on rather normally. I still went to school, and because I was dating one of the coolest guys on campus, I made lots of new friends. Though I was still insanely awkward. Still, I felt like I was finally coming into my own and happy. As long as I just kept getting high. But it must have gotten to be too much because he eventually told me that he couldn't keep giving me them anymore because it was costing him too much. I started to panic because any time I spent more than a day or so without them, I would feel horrible. So I begged him to give me more, that I'd do absolutely anything for more. So he told me there was something I could do for him, and that if I did, I could have as many of those pills a day as I wanted and have as much sex as I wanted. He said, I had the right looks and stuff for it. I didn't care what it was. I said yes before he could even finish talking. He took me to this building near the bar and told the guy there that I was interested in working for him. He said I could start right away and got me my first customer within the hour. My memory gets really bad by this point since I was high off that stuff almost 24 hours a day. I dropped out of school, left my parents' house, and started living where I worked. Most of the money I would make would go straight to the owner. I was getting the pills that I really cared about anyways. Lots of other girls lived there while they slept with the customers too. When we were alone, some of them would tell me about how I should get out of there while I still can, and they were all hooked on those pills too. I didn't care though. I didn't care what the customers wanted to do to me either, as long as they didn't leave any permanent marks and I got money. I didn't care. Let them do whatever they want to do to you. As long as it isn't permanent, you're no good to me if you're damaged or broken, is what the owner would always tell me. So that's what I tell my customers every time before we did something. I did get all the pills I wanted, all the sex I wanted, though I almost never saw my boyfriend. He'd come in long enough to sleep with me, and sometimes we'd go out for one night. And that was about it. Still, I thought, as long as I had those three things, I'd be happy. But I was wrong. One day, I woke up, saw myself in a mirror, and just kind of decided I wanted to leave. So, I went to the owner and said I wanted to go to pack up and go. But he said I couldn't. Turns out those pills he had been giving me were worth a lot more than the money I had been making from sleeping with customers. And if I wanted to leave, I had to pay back their worth. It was way more money than I had, so I couldn't pay it, and he said I wasn't going anywhere. I made a break for the door and almost made it out before his boys grabbed me and dragged me back to my room, locking me inside and almost taking away my phone and my laptop. I was only allowed to leave to go to the showers with the rest of the girls twice a day. Besides that, the only time that door opened was to bring me food, personal care stuff like birth control or customer. There were these old metal pipes that ran to a small sink in my room and the rooms the other girls. The pipes would go into some room above. So anytime I or any of the girls had a customer, One of the boys would bang on the pipes with the metal bar that told me I had 15 minutes to get cleaned up and ready for a customer. I even had to get a tattoo on my stomach to show I was basically the owner's property. All the other girls had one too. I don't know how long I was there for after that. About a year, at least. I'd still get high off the pills, but by that point, it was only to make me forget how miserable I was. They could make days seem like hours, and would make me forget that I was trapped there until they were either done with me or I was all used up. It was kind of funny, even though when you're living in what feels like an unhappy life, you never realize how much you love your parents and the few friends you might have until they're all taken away from you. So one week came where I decided I just wanted to feel as good as possible and end things. Same week, we were in the showers, and I heard some of the girls whispering about a plan to seduce one of the owner's boys, slip him a pill and a drink, and get their hands on his phone to call the police for help. But I didn't care by that point. I collected as many pills as I could throughout the week. And right after missing my last customer of the night, I took as many as I could. Must have taken several dozen at least. Once the high hit, it hit harder than anything I'd ever felt before. It was euphoric, just how I wanted to feel in the very end. I was ODing, obviously. Everything after that was just blank, and when I woke up, I was in a hospital bed. It turns out the plan the other girls were working on had worked. And on that same night, right as I was taking those pills, there was a raid on the whole place. Heard there was a shootout and everything, and that the owner didn't make it out alive. They busted down all the doors to get all the girls out and able to get me to the hospital just in time. Everyone who had anything to do with that place got busted, including my now ex-boyfriend. Turns out I wasn't the first girl he had gotten to that stuff and into that place. I already got life. I thought the day I got out of there would be the day that I would finally be happy. But the hard stuff was still ahead. The doctors never did quite figure out what was in those pills. It was a mix of different stuff, but the withdrawals from it were the roughest days I'd ever seen. Every moment I was alive, I wished I wasn't. I would probably only get several hours of light sleep per week, and I couldn't eat anything solid for many more weeks. I know the stress of it was too much for a few of the girls. My parents came to see me, and the original few friends I had. I expected them to be mad at me and to yell at me, but they were just glad to see I was alive. Thanks to them, I was able to get through the worst of it and started to officially go through my rehabilitation. I had to take countless tests too, given all the unprotected sex I had. I was completely clean by some miracle. Even once I wasn't suffering withdrawals, I still thought about those pills every day. The rehab happened in stages. and I was in there for several years before I was well enough to be let out. I had to basically relearn how to act and think normally again. But once I got out, I was actually happy. I didn't think about the pills at all anymore, or anything. They gave me money to have the tattoo removed, but I decided to keep it. So it would be a constant reminder of my past and the shame of it. That's why I'd never taken my clothes off for you. It's because I was afraid you'd see it and ask about it. But things really started to turn around once I got out. I went back to school, started taking classes again. I got a job at a quiet little coffee shop and actually made a few new friends. And also I met you. But that's basically it. The story of my life, pretty much. Now you know why I was afraid to tell you or anyone. I had my fair share of triggers from that past, and I learned my ways to cope with them. But that clanging metal sound from the spoon was the that kind of just slipped past. But the whole time I was telling you that story, though, I was horrified you were going to get disgusted by it or pull away from me. But the entire time, you've just been pulling me closer. Kind of feels like you're trying to pull me into you. Makes me feel safe and wanted. I tell you all these horrible things about me, and now I've done just about every sexual thing under the sun with countless strangers. And all you do is just pull me closer. None of that really bothers you? Or disgusts you? I really don't know what I did to deserve you. But thank you for listening to me, for accepting me, for everything. Telling you everything just makes it feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. I'm just not quite ready for us to have sex. I'm sorry. But there's still some other things I could be comfortable with us doing, because I still want this night to be special for us. So, how about I just lay back on you, and you could help me get off, and then I could return the favor? I'm completely sure, baby. I truly mean it this time. I may not be ready for sex, but if you want me to take my clothes off for you, I'm happy to. Now that you know about the tattoo, I really don't have anything to hide. I guess I'll just start with my shirt first. And here it is. It's pretty big, isn't it? Right across my belly button. It hurt a lot when I got it. I usually cover most of it with makeup if I'm out somewhere where someone could risk seeing it. And now for my bra. Come on, you don't look that great, but yeah, I guess they're kind of retain their prettiness despite everything. Do you want to touch them? You could kiss them too. Yeah. Very sure. No, I'm okay. It just surprised me. It's been so long since, they've been directly touched by hands other than mine. More than that, though, I've never had it feel so good to have him touch like that. This being touched by someone you like—it's so different. Do you want to help me get my pants and panties off? Also, very sure. So, try not to, look at my pussy too closely. I really am comfortable with you touching me anywhere. It's just I'm still a bit self-conscious of showing everything, but I want to show you everything. So please go right ahead. I told you not to stare, but thank you. I'm glad you don't think there's anything wrong with the way it looks. All right, you should probably lean your back against the head of the bed so it doesn't get tired, and if you don't mind opening your legs. Thank you. Comfortable? I'm not pinching anything, am I? Good. Now you can explore any part of me that you want. I want you to control how I feel. Even though I'm completely naked, I feel so safe with your arms around me. Your hands feel so good running over my body, tapping my breasts. You can squeeze them harder, feels so good. You grabbing them like that. You got my nipples so hard right away. I know you said you could control things, but do you think you could just start touching my pussy? I'm sorry. It's just I never wanted to touch there so badly before. I need you to touch me there so bad. Can you? Please? Feels so good. Can't believe what I am. Yes. And keep sliding your finger in and out like that. Right over my clit. Harder than they've ever been. I got goosebumps and I'm completely soaked. I've never been this turned on in my life.
but your other hand is gripping my inner side like that. God, you make me want to come almost right away. Oh, fuck. This feels so, so good. I'm so lucky I can't turn around and kiss you right now. I feel a little hard here against my back, though. Knowing how much this is turning on makes me want to come even more. If you keep rubbing my clit, perfectly, I'm just gonna make me come, baby. Go, please. Oh my God. I can't remember if I've ever come that hard before. Being totally serious, I thought I was gonna have a seizure right there in your arms. It's probably a good thing you can see my face. Really. That was the best orgasm I've ever had. It happened while I was in your arms. And because you were the one who did it. And now, I can turn around. But I felt how hard you got. Thank you for being so patient. Now, it's time I help you out. How does a blowjob sound? Well, I was really just going to give you a nice hand job, but I really do want today to be special. I really want to thank you for all the patience and care you've shown me all these months. So today, I want you to just lay back and let me take care of you, okay? Good. Besides, I'd be lying if I didn't say I was curious about how you taste. So, let's just get these pants off. So this is what your cock looks like. Best cock I've ever seen. I'm very serious. I know it might be hard to believe because of my past, but every single thing about you, every single thing you do to me, it's all more amazing and special than anything I've ever done with it. Any of those people in my past. Those are all just soulless, joyless encounters that took place in an empty part of my life. This isn't empty. I feel alive when I'm with you. My body feels electric when you touch me. Doing this stuff together, it's like I'm experiencing it all for the first time. I wouldn't have it any other way. No. I want you to just lay back and relax and enjoy this. And come whenever you want to. And if you ever want me to do something differently, just let me know. Okay, baby? Good. Oh, your poor cock has been so patient. I don't make it wait anymore.
It tastes so good. I feel so giddy doing this. How does it feel? Am I doing good? I love how you shiver when I suck on the tip. Your pre-cum is so tasty. I'm just gonna go a bit deeper though. Oh, this is so much fun. All right, I'm gonna see how far down I can go. So I'm just going to reach your arms around you and grab your butt first. Feels good, huh? I don't plan on letting go either. Now, you ready? Here I go. Really makes me work for it. Oh, close. Go, come here. Just let it all out. I want it. It's so good to me. I just want you to let go. I'm not gonna miss a drop. I'm not letting go of your butt. Tastes so good. And see, I didn't miss a drop. I swallowed it all. I love the feeling of your hips bucking, my hands under them. You came so much. It was the best cum I've ever tasted because it came from you. So, how was it? Feeling better now? Good. I'm glad. I wanted to do as good a job as I could. You deserved it so much, and from now on, anytime you want me to do that, just let me know and I'll be happy to until I'm ready to do it for real. I want to keep you satisfied for every moment you've waited for me. You don't know how safe you make me feel holding me close like this.
And I got out of rehab, even though I was happy. I honestly didn't think I'd ever date again or ever want to. I just didn't think I could ever trust anyone again after what I went through, but you showed me otherwise. That there are still truly good people out there who are willing to be kind and patient with others. I should be embarrassed or ashamed by it, but you running your hands over my tummy, my tattoo, just relaxes me. I did wonder if I would just get it removed someday, but I think I might just keep it forever. The feelings and memories of what happened during my time in the house are never going to completely go away. But I think that's okay. That past is something that will always be a part of me. And so will this tattoo. But that doesn't mean it ever has to control me or define who I am. So I'm not going to try to hide it or cover it up anymore. Or be ashamed of it. And if someone asks me about it, I'll just tell them the truth. I don't know where my future will go or what it will look like, but I hope you'll be a part of it. I'm sure there will be more hard stuff to get through in the future. There's still clearly some healing left that I have to do, but with you here with me, there's nothing in the future I'm afraid of. I promise you, you won't have to wait much longer until I'm ready to do all the other sex stuff. And also, I promise you that I'm going to make sure it was so, so worth the wait for you. I'll never stop telling you. Thank you for as long as I live, baby. So, thank you. And, I love you.